In both of our first reading today, as well as our gospel, our Lord wants us to be able to understand very clearly that when we pray, we are praying to a God who is loving, a God who cares for us, a God who knows our needs and answers to those needs. In the gospel here, we hear the prayer of our Father, a prayer we all know very well. And here, our Lord gives us the words and how we are to pray. He says, do not babble, right? He says, do not babble like the pagans do. And why does he say that? Well, I think God wants us to be very clear that it's not about how much we pray, but how many words we use, or how long we pray, that in that he'll answer it. But rather, it's in the quality of our prayer and where the prayer is coming from and where the prayer is going. And here, kind of a context, a little context here, but the pagans in this day and age would be praying to multiple gods. They almost would be vying for the god's attention. They'd be lobbying for the god's attention. And so in their way of expressing, in their way of getting the attention of the gods, they're working for the gods. What would happen is they would believe that by praying a lot, by saying all these words and singing and all the eloquence of the style of prayer, that the gods will listen to them. So Jesus is addressing point on that we don't need to be elaborate in our prayers. We don't need to be, adding on, kind of text into our prayer so that we can vie for God's attention. Right? God is telling us that he knows and he cares for us. And that when we pray from the depths of our hearts, when we pray truly as we are praying, as we are speaking to our Father, that he will give us what we need. That, and here in this prayer here is how it's exemplified. That as a son or daughter, we know that our parents care for us. And so we ask and we pray, we speak to God as a parent who knows what we need. In response to that, he gives us what we need. Right? Not what we want, but what we need. Right? Because the focus of a father is always for the well-being and the safety of the child. And God does that for us. And he shows us how to pray. And this prayer we do not through simply our own desires, our own needs and wants, but we do it in the mindset of Christ. That Christ is the first to pray this prayer. And so we pray this perfect prayer through Christ because he is the perfect Son, the beloved Son. By praying to him, that our Father is able to hear our prayers. Just a little short reflection in the very last part of the gospel. He kind of goes to the Our Father and he kind of jumps to this. If you forgive men their transgressions, your Heavenly Father will forgive you. If you do not forgive men, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions. So is this God saying that I'm going to withhold my transgression against my forgiveness against you if you don't forgive others? Well, no. God is a God who loves without bounds, who is merciful without bounds. But what he's going to get here is that unless we forgive others, and unless we are merciful, we will be unable to receive his forgiveness and his mercy in our hearts. That if we want to be able ourselves to receive his forgiveness and to receive his mercy, we ourselves have to have this openness to forgive others, and this openness to be merciful to others. And all of this, it's always geared towards one main goal. That is for us to be transformed out of ourselves now to our weaknesses, our limitations, our selfishness. To be transformed from the inside to be with one heart and one mind with God. That is the goal. In this Lent, our Lord is asking us to enter more deeply to reflect upon this in our lives now and to change. That's what's important. That we can hear this all day. I can babble about this all day for you. But unless we decide to change, nothing will come of it.